今天晚上我们的主题是属灵上的权力移动。
Our topic today is the spiritual authority.
我们真的需要属灵上的能力了。
So we really need this kind of spiritual power.
我们真的需要属灵上的权力。
And we need this kind of spiritual authority.
这个属灵上的能力、属灵上的权力，到底移动到什么人身上呢？
And so where will this spiritual power and authority move on to?
这是今天晚上的我们的主题了。
Today's topic is this.
经文是诗篇第四十一篇。
Scripture says Psalms 41.
那么我们的主耶稣在路加福音第二十四章第四十四节里面很清楚地告诉我们说，摩西五经，还有呢，从约书亚直到马拉基书，还有呢，诗篇都讲我们的主耶稣。
Well, in Luke chapter 24, verse 44 says that the whole entire five book of Moses, including all the books from Joshua, all the way to Malachi, and Psalms all talk about Jesus Christ.
这个诗篇总共有这个五卷来背构成的。
The book of Psalms is made up of five books.
第一卷是从诗篇第一篇到第四十一篇。
And the first book is from Psalms chapter 1 to 41.
我们看这个诗篇第一篇。
Let's see Psalms 1.
诗篇第一篇怎么开始呢？
How did it start?
诗篇第一篇这样开始，这人变为有福。
It started with blessed is the man.
其实这句话呢，正确来翻译的话，有福的那个人。
So correct translation is blessed is the man.
同样的一句话出现在诗篇第四十一篇第一节。
And the same words actually appear at Psalms 41 verse 1.
我们看看一下诗篇第四十一篇第一节。
Let's see Psalms 41 verse 1.
诗篇第四十一篇第一节，请眷顾贫穷的有福了，他遭难的日子，耶和华必搭救他。
Verse 1, blessed is he who considers the poor, the Lord will deliver him in times of trouble.
这里的有福了这句话跟诗篇第一篇开始的这人变为有福同一个意思了。
And here it says, blessed is he and blessed is the man is actually the same meaning.
所以呢，这边也正确来翻译的话，有福了那个人。这样翻译才是正确的。
So、the correct interpretation is blessed is he who is the person.
这里的那个人是男性，还有呢单数名词。
And here the he actually refers to a male or singular.
就是说这里讲的有福的是谁呢
？So who is the blessed person here?
那个人就是有福的嘛。
The person it will be blessed.
那个人就是主耶稣了。
And that person is Jesus Christ.
所以呢，诗篇第一篇也讲耶稣。诗篇诗篇的第一卷的最后的四十一篇也讲耶稣了。
So Psalms chapter 1 and as well the first book of the last part of this first book, Psalms 41, also talk about Jesus.
诗篇第一篇说明有福的人是什么样的人。
So Psalms talk about who is the one is the blessed one.
就是说诗篇第一篇说明耶稣到底是什么样的神。
And Psalms, the book 1 actually talk about who is this Jesus who is a God.
那么诗篇第四十一篇呢？
What about Psalms chapter 41?
诗篇第四十一篇说明有福的就是那个人，就是耶稣，到底做了什么事情呢？
Psalms 41 talk about the person who is blessed, which is Jesus. What has he done?
或者是做了什么事情有福呢？
What did he do to be blessed?
篇第四十一篇说明这点。
So Psalms 41 talk about this.
那么我们都很清楚知道，约翰福音第十七章第三节告诉我们说，我们很深入的认识主耶稣的时候，才能得到上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄和能力。
In John chapter 70 verse 3 said that when we deeply understand and know Jesus, that's how we receive the power, glory, and authority of God.
还有圣经告诉我们说，耶稣就是我们的光、我们的生命、我们的真理，就是神的话。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is the life, the light, the path, the way, and the truth.
这样来看的话，马太福音第十三章第二十三节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 23。
或者是路加福音第十章第二十五节到第二十八节，很清楚地告诉我们说，我们很清楚地认识神的话语的时候，我们才能得到 上帝的荣耀，上帝的权柄和能力。
Including Luke chapter 10 verse 25 to 28 also says that when we clearly understand and know the word of God, that's how we receive the power, glory, and authority of God.
很简单的说的话，我们不知道耶稣的话，没有方法得胜。
In short, to say that if we don't know Jesus, there's no way we can be victorious.
不要以为这个不信主的人、不懂耶稣基督的人，比如说很有钱，算是成功人士，不要这样想。
And so, don't think that you know the person that don't know Jesus and is very rich, he's a successful person. Don't think that way.
在这世上根本没有这样的事。
Not on earth, there's no such of a thing.
我们认识主耶稣的时候，才能得到。真正的荣耀，真正的权柄，真正的能力。
That when we know our Lord Jesus Christ, that's how we can receive the true power, glory, and authority.
不知道耶稣的情况下得到什么，路是怎么样呢？不能说是祝福。
So whatever that we receive, not knowing Jesus, we cannot say this is blessings.
那么不知道耶稣的情况下得到什么的话，都是假的了。
So whatever that we receive without knowing Jesus, all this are fake.
所以一定要明白，认识主耶稣的时候，我们才能得到上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄和能力。
So we must know this, that when we know Jesus Christ, that's how we receive the power, the glory, and authority of God.
那么就是说，我们认识神的话语的时候，才能得到上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄和能力。
In other words, when we know the word of God, that's how we receive the power, glory, and authority of God.
这样来看的话，我们一定要明白有福的人所做的事情。
And that means to say that we need to understand what is the deeds of this blessed man.
因为圣经说耶稣才是有福的。
Because the Bible says Jesus is the blessed person.
所以呢，我们一定要明白到底耶稣做了什么事情。
So we must understand what exactly did Jesus do.
因为你效法耶稣所做的事情的时候，你也才能成为有福的人。
So when we imitate Jesus, that's how the time that we can become a blessed man too.
另一句话来说的话，你效法主耶稣基督所做的事情的时候，你才能承受神果的产业的意思。
In other words, as we imitate Jesus Christ, that's how we can inherit the kingdom of God.
所以我再来告诉你们，不知道主耶稣，不知道耶稣所做的事情，或者是你没有做了耶稣所做的事情来得到什么，不要骗自己，也不要骗别人。
And so we receive any single thing without knowing our Lord Jesus Christ or not understanding the Jesus Christ and as well as not imitating Jesus Christ. Don't deceive yourself or the others that you know.
最后他们呢什么都没有。
Because ultimately this person will have nothing at all.
到底耶稣是什么样的神呢？
So exactly who is this Jesus?
到底耶稣来这世上做了什么事情呢？
What exactly has Jesus done on the earth?
其实我们认识主耶稣那么久也是，如果有人问我们的话，很难回答耶稣做了什么事情。
So when people actually ask us, you know, what did actually Jesus have done on the earth, it's very hard for us to answer this question as well.
到底耶稣做了什么事情变成有福的人呢？
What exactly has Jesus done to become a blessed man?
那么另一句话来说的话，耶稣到底做了什么事情，我们的上帝以圣灵和能力来告耶稣呢？
So what has Jesus done so that God will anoint him with the Holy Spirit and the power of God?
很简单来说的话，你没有做耶稣所做的那个事情的话，我们的上帝呢，绝对绝对不会以圣灵和能力来告我们。
And so that means to say that if we never do what Jesus has done, that particular thing, then God will not anoint you with spirit and power.
一定要明白人是用泥土来被造的。
Now, we must understand that man is made of dust.
所以呢，圣灵没有恩膏我们，上帝没有给我们能力的话，人呢，任何事情也做不到。
And so if God never actually anoint us and to give us the power of God, the spirit, we cannot do anything.
你不要说我做的事情很不错了。
Don't say that, you know, things that I do is not too bad.
但是如果圣灵没有膏抹你，上帝没有给你能力来做到什么事情的话，都是怎么样呢？都是从撒旦而来的。
That if God never anoint us and to give us the power to do that thing, then we can understand that that thing comes from Satan and his faith.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，我们的上帝为了撒旦创造了地狱。
And so the Bible says that because of Satan, he created hell.
意思说我们的上帝最后一定会审判撒旦。
That ultimately, God will judge Satan.
当然一定会把撒旦丢在这个地狱的火里面。
And he will throw Satan into the lake of fire.
所以呢，你靠着从撒旦而来的能力来做到什么事情的话，怎么样呢？你跟撒旦 最后呢，一切来会灭亡。
That if you actually rely on the power of Satan to do certain things, then in the end you will also perish together with Satan.
所以我们一定要明白耶稣所做的事情。
Then we must understand all the things that Jesus has done.
我也刚刚说了，你效法耶稣所做的事情的时候，我们的上帝呢，才能以圣灵和能力来。
Now, as we imitate Jesus' deeds, that's the time when God will anoint us by the Spirit and the power of God.
那么从这个角度来，我们看诗篇第四十一篇第一节到第三节。
From this perspective, let's look at Psalms 41, verse 1 to 3.
好，请眷顾贫穷的有福了，他遭难的日子，耶和华必搭救他。第二节，耶和华必保全他，使他存活。他必在地上降服，求你不要把他交给仇敌啊，遂其所愿。第三节，他病重在他啊，耶和华必扶持他，他在病中，你必给他啊仆床。
Verse 1, blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in a time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed.
耶稣是有福的。
Now, Jesus is a blessed man.
为什么他能够蒙福呢？
Why is it so that he is blessed?
现在诗篇第四十一篇第一节告诉我们说，因为他眷顾了穷人。
Psalms 41 verse 1 says, because he considers the poor.
那么再来说的话，什么人有福呢？
So who are the blessed ones?
什么人能够得到上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄和能力呢？
Who will be the one that receives the power, the glory, and authority of God?
就是眷顾穷人。
The people that considers the poor.
他们就是有福的。
Now they are the blessed ones.
耶稣做了什么事情呢？
Now what have Jesus done?
耶稣来这个世上的时候眷顾了穷人。
When Jesus came on the earth, he considered the poor.
眷顾穷人，这就是我们的主耶稣基督所做的事情。
He considered the poor. This is what Jesus Christ has done.
所以呢，你也效法耶稣所做的这样的事情的时候，你也能够蒙福，你也能够得到上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄和能力。
Now, as you imitate Jesus Christ in His deed, then you will also be blessed and to receive the power, glory, and authority.
那么这里的贫穷是什么意思？
Now, what does it mean by poor here?
这里的贫穷包括物理上的贫穷和心理上的贫穷。
Now, poor here has a meaning containing materially poor and spiritually poor.
我们看马太福音第五章第三节的时候，我们知道了耶稣是什么样的神。
And Matthew chapter 5 verse 3, we understand what kind of God is Him.
马太福音第五章第三节告诉我们说，耶稣是虚心的人。
And so Matthew chapter 5 verse 3 says that Jesus is a person who is poor in spirit.
这里的虚心就是贫穷的人的意思。
Now here, poor in spirit is a person who is poor.
一定要弄清楚，耶稣是有福的咯。
Now we understand that Jesus is blessed first.
他是为什么有福的呢？
Now why is he blessed?
因为他是虚心的人。
Because he's poor in spirit.
所以你也拥有虚心的话，怎么样呢？一定会蒙福。
So as you have a poor in spirit, you will also be blessed.
你也拥有虚心的话怎么样呢？你也一定会得到上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄和能力。
So if you are poor in spirit, you will also receive the power, the glory, and authority of God.
那么不懂信主那么久，不懂这一点的结果呢？天天怎么样呢？只是强调努力、努力、用功、用功，对不对？
As believers for long, because you don't know this, that's why you keep emphasizing on striving and diligence.
不管你怎么努力，在这世上比你聪明的也相当多。
No matter how much you strive, but there are so many people who are intelligent.
不管你觉得你一直这个什么用了很这个很昂贵的化妆品，也是比你漂亮的也相当多。
Even you use the most expensive cosmetic, but there are so many people that are more prettier than you.
原来你一出生你的骨头很大。
Now, you, when you're born, your bones are big.
所以呢，无论怎么努力，不容易苗条。
So it's very hard for you to become slim.
因为你的身材原来是骨，这个骨头很大的嘛。
Because your body shape is that your bones are a thicker.
所以你强调努力、努力、能力、能力，最后得到什么呢？ 最后得到压力而力啊。
And so you emphasize on diligence and effort, in the end you just receive stress.
一定要明白耶稣是有福的。
And we gotta understand that Jesus is blessed.
为什么耶稣是有福的呢？
Why is Jesus blessed?
因为他是帮助穷人的。
Because he helped the poor.
意思说他是拥有虚心的。
It means to say that he is poor in spirit.
所以拥有虚心的话你一定会看见天国。
Now if you're poor in spirit, you can see the heavens.
你拥有虚心的话你一定会得到上帝的荣耀上帝的权柄和能力。
And if you're poor in spirit, you can receive the power, the glory, and authority of God.
你看这样来看的话信主那么久。
Now, as
其实呢受欺骗来生活了。
Now, as believers, most of the time you are deceived as you are living.
其实根本不懂怎么做能够有福。
And yet you do not know how to do to become blessed.
结果呢信主那么久也压力很大。
And so being a believer, you have so much great stress in you.
那么信主的话怎么样呢上个礼拜我们学习了一定会得到复活的能力。
Now, as believers, we learned last week that you will receive the power of resurrection.
那么上帝为什么给我们复活的能力呢
Why did God give us the power of resurrection?
为的是透过你来打死魔鬼。
So through you to defeat the enemies.
原来我们的上帝这个透过你来建立这个上帝的国，对不对
？So God through you to establish the kingdom of God, right?
但是因着魔鬼那个被挡住了
，and because of the demons, that's why the plan was stopped.
那么我们的上帝不愿意亲自杀这个魔鬼。
Now God is not willing to defeat these enemies himself.
我们的上帝也很清楚知道这个借刀杀人。
God clearly knows what is called borrowing people's weapon to kill people.
所以我们的上帝呢，透过人来打死魔鬼。
And so God through man to defeat those demons.
意思是什么呢信主的话一定有能力的
That means as believers, there's definitely power.
因为为的是透过你来打死魔鬼来拣选你了嘛
Because through you to defeat the demons, that's why God has chosen you.
所以呢保罗也告诉我们说神的国不在乎言语上。
So Paul says that the kingdom of God is not on speech.
所以呢信主过后没有能力是不对的了。
So as believers, without the power of God, that's just wrong.
为什么没有能力呢
Why so that there is no power?
因为不懂耶稣是什么样的神。
Because you don't know what kind of God is Jesus.
也不懂耶稣做了什么事情。
They don't know what kind of things Jesus did.
耶稣做了什么事情呢
What has Jesus done?
耶稣做了帮助眷顾穷人。
No, Jesus, he considers the poor.
所以呢，先明白这里的穷人的意思是虚心的人的意思。
First, understand that poor are people that are poor in spirit.
虚心的人的意思是把分别善恶树上的果子吐出来的人的意思了。
People that have a poor in spirit means that he spit out the fruit of the good and evil.
意思说把自己的意思。还给上帝的人的意思。
And say to put back his own opinion, give it back to God.
我再来讲，耶稣来这世上做了什么事情
？So what has Jesus done on the earth?
帮助穷人。
That he helped the poor.
意思说他拥有了虚心。
And that means to say that he has a poor in spirit.
他不要吃分别善恶树上的果子。
He did not eat from the tree of the good and the evil.
他愿意把自己的意思。放下来
He's willing to put down his own will and view.
他愿意把自己的意思还给我们的上帝。
He's willing to return back his will to God.
真的耶稣这样做了吗
But did Jesus really do that?
要弄清楚耶稣是有福的。
Now know that Jesus is blessed.
那么效法耶稣所做的事情的人也有福了。
And people that imitate Jesus, they are blessed as well.
耶稣做了什么事情
What have Jesus done?
把自己的想法、看法、做法、计划、努力等等都还给父神了。
Now Jesus has placed all his opinions, his views, his own plan, his own ways all returned back to Jesus.
他里面没有自己的想法、看法。
So he has no own opinions and views.
只是爸爸说什么，只是听话了。
Now, whatever that the father say, he listens to him.
爸爸说你去死，那么他去死了。
The father say you go and die, he go to die.
爸爸说你去看什么了呢他去看什么了呢
The father says that you go and see this person, he went to see this person.
爸爸说你医治什么了那么医治什么了
The father says you go and heal this person, he will heal that person.
耶稣没有自己的想法看法。
No, Jesus never has his own opinions on
things. 只是很单纯的接受父神而来的话。
He simply received all the words that comes from the father.
那么这个差不多两个礼拜前有人躺在病床上。
Now, 2 weeks ago, there was a person that lied on the sick bed.
那么听说他根本不能起床。
And heard that this person couldn't even get out of bed.
当然根本不能起床的话，当然根本不能从床那边下来的意思了。
Now, if he cannot get out, means that he cannot get off the bed, right?
从这个床那边不能下来的话，当然根本不 不能走路的意思。
Now if he cannot get off the bed, that means he couldn't walk at all.
十多天只是躺在床上了。
So for 10 of the days, this person lied on a stick bed.
那么昨天突然想起。
So yesterday, I just thought about it.
所以打电话给电的人。
And so I gave a call to this person who is.
所以用电话来祷告了。
So I called and I prayed for the person.
然后问了痛不痛。
And I asked, is it painful?
他说不痛。
Well, he says that it's not painful.
那么可不可以坐起来
Then can you sit up then?
那么他坐起来了
So he sat up
坐起来的话用力的话出力的话伤口很痛嘛
With a little bit of strength you know the wound will hurt a lot
但是他说不痛
But he said it wasn't painful
那么可不可以站起来
Then I asked can you stand up
他站起来了
So he stood up
痛不痛
Is it painful?
他说不痛。
He said, it's not painful.
那么可不可以走路
Then I asked, can you walk then?
那么可以走路了。
So he walked.
Hallelujah.
And he said, hallelujah.
那么可以的话明天看看他送给我们的这个 video.
And then next day, he sent us a video.
那么这样不是很厉害吗
Is it because Pastor Kong is powerful?
没有，这是上帝说用电话来祷告。
Because God say, pray through the telephone.
那么用电话来祷告了。
And so I prayed over the phone.
把自己的想法看法还给我们的上帝了。
So we turn back our own opinions and views to God.
不要吃分别善恶树上的果子。
Do not eat from the tree of good and evil.
意思说不要靠着你自己的理性、你的知识、你的经验、你的判断来生活。
That means don't live by your own rationality, your own experiences, your own knowledge and judgment to live.
这就是虚心。
Because that is called poor spirit.
耶稣做了这样的事情。
No, Jesus did this kind of thing.
真的，耶稣做了这样的事情吗？
Is it true that Jesus did this?
我们看看一下这个马太福音第26章。
Let's see. Matthew chapter 26.
39节
39.
马太福音第29章26章第39节，请他就向往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”第42节。第二次又去祷告说：“我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。”
Verse 39, he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Verse 42, again a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done.
一定要明白耶稣是上帝来的。
We can understand that Jesus is God.
所以呢，耶稣不愿意的话可以啊。
And so if Jesus is not willing, it's possible.
要明白吗？
Can we understand this?
耶稣要杀本迪奥比拉多当时的大祭司长然后不要被钉于十字架时他愿意的话可以做到
Now if Jesus is willing that he don't want to die he can kill Pontius Pilate and as well as the high priest at that time
他请一个天使来也可以灭掉罗马帝国
With one angel that he invited he can destroy the whole Roman Empire
可以灭掉所有的祭司们
He can destroy all the priests at that time
没有能力做不到不是这样的咯耶稣有这个能力。
It's not that he doesn't have the power, but Jesus do have the power.
那么你有这个能力的话愿意被钉于十字架时
Now, if you have the power, do you want to be crucified on a cross?
那么人类的历史里面最残酷的最恐怖的惩罚就是被钉于十字架死的事情。
In the whole entire mankind history, the most cruel kind of torture is crucifixion.
但是父神的旨意是怎么样呢
But what is the will of God?
让耶稣来被钉于十字架死
Is to crucify Jesus and die.
要不然不能拯救人
Otherwise he cannot save men.
你看他虽然有能力可以拒绝但是呢他顺从了爸爸的旨意
Although that he have the power and the will to reject this but he submitted and obeyed the Father's will.
这就是虚心
This is called poor in spirit.
这就是耶稣所做的事情。
This is what Jesus has done.
这就是这里讲的贫穷的意思。
This is the meaning of poor here.
贫穷。那么看诗篇第41篇眷顾这个的意思。
Now let's see the word consider.
眷顾是什么意思呢
What does it mean by consider?
感动上帝的意思了。
It means it touches God's heart.
或者是我们的上帝受感动了的意思。
Or that God is touched by it.
那么上帝帮助了他的意思。
That means God has helped the person.
上帝充足了他灵魂的需要的意思。
God fills all the needs in the needs in the spirit.
我们这个眷顾穷人 我们再来翻译一下。
So let's translate a little bit on this considers the poor.
如果你拥有了虚心
And so if you have poor in spirit,
你彻底地把你的想法看法放下来了
that if you put down your own opinions and views,
你不要吃分别善恶树上的果子
and that you don't want to eat from the tree of good and evil,
你不要靠你的努力、你的能力、你的理性、你的知识、你的判断来生活
not to lead by your own diligence and efforts, your own knowledge and experiences.
这样的话我们的父神呢一定会受感动
That the Father God will be touched by that.
结果呢，我们的上帝一定会帮助你。
And therefore, God will help you.
那么结果呢，我们的上帝呢，一定会充足你灵魂的需要。
And then God will fill up the needs that require in your spirit.
明白吗？
So understand this.
什么人能够得胜
？So who are the ones that can be victorious?
很厉害的人
，Are they powerful people?
很聪明的
，Are they intelligent people?
我也刚刚说了，比你聪明的也相当多。
That I say that there are many people that are more intelligent than you.
比你能干的也相当多。
There are many people that are more powerful than you.
所以呢，靠着你的聪明、你的才干来生活的话，一定有压力的。
But your own intelligence and capability, you definitely have stress.
所以我们信主过后也是这样来生活的人那么多。
But after being a believer, there are so many people that still live this way.
那么结果呢？做到一点点。
So do a little bit.
神给我们的能力是什么呢？
So the power of God that God gave us
让你能够承受神国的产业
is to cause us to inherit the kingdom of God
让你能够打死所有的恶势力
is to allow us to defeat all the kind of dominions
让你治理这世上
and to rule over the land
让你管理万物
and to rule over all things
不是做到一点点然后让你很满足
not just doing a little bit and make you content over it
一定要明白我们的爸爸是宇宙的上帝
you understand that our father is the father of all universe
是我的爸爸我们的爸爸给我们的财产是全宇宙万物
and so the inheritance that God gave us is all the universe
我在这边得到了几十块钱几百块钱几万块钱、几十万块钱然后得一样样
so you get a couple of bucks here 100 bucks 1000 bucks and then we become so glad and happy over it
不是的上帝的国没有那么便宜
we shouldn't be because our kingdom of God is not so cheap
为了这样的事情根本没有拯救你
so because of this God never saved you for that
为了让你承受神国的产业
so to inherit the kingdom of God that's why
但是你靠着你的聪明你的能力来生活只是得到一点点
But by your own diligence and your intelligence, you only receive a little bit.
也没有平安
And there's no peace inside.
可能有些人得到了
Perhaps some people receive.
但是你里面没有平安
But there is no peace inside of you.
那么下一个礼拜可以的话，我们查看这个诗篇
Next week we'll share more on Psalms.
在那边说，这个没有你心里面没有平安，没有喜乐，没有感谢，你里面有压力的话，怎么样呢？最后平平安安的去。
So next week for your time we will share if there's no peace there's no thanksgiving there's no joy inside of you then in the future you will very peacefully enter into the fire in hell
因为圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说心里面没有平安心里面没有、这个喜乐没有感谢意思什么呢你还没信主的意思
Now that means the Bible actually says that if there is no peace there's no joy there's no thanksgiving that means to say that you are actually not a believer
千万不要偏骗自己
Now, Do not deceive yourself
来教会唱唱歌受洗的话会得救
Come into a church sing a couple of songs and you can be saved
圣经根本没有这样讲
The Bible never say that
上帝一直说给我看你的证据
The Bible keep asking us for the evidence
因为信心和行动不能分开
Because faith and action cannot be separated
你真的信耶稣的话怎么样呢
Now, If you believe in Jesus
你心里面一定有平安一定有喜乐一定有感谢
And inside of your heart there's definitely peace and thankfulness and as well as joy
我们的心里面没有感谢赞美喜乐是什么意思呢你还不懂耶稣还没严格来讲还没信耶稣的意思
So if there's no thanksgiving, praise and joy inside of heart technically speaking that you actually don't know Jesus and you are not a believer
真的是这样吗
Is that true?
那么我们可以的话下一个礼拜看看了
And we'll see you next week
无论怎么样现在诗篇第41篇第一节正确来翻译的话是什么意思呢
So correctly interpreted Psalms 41 verse 1 is
你拥有了虚心
Now if you have the poor in spirit
你是穷人
Now if you are poor
你是拥有虚心的人
And if you are poor in spirit
那么你一定会感动我们的上帝了
Then you would definitely touch God.
结果我们的上帝一定会帮助你
And God would definitely help you.
我们的上帝呢一定会充足你灵魂的需要
And God would definitely fill your spiritual need.
结果呢你是虽然生活在很恶劣的环境里面很糟糕的环境里面但是呢你心里面呢 没有压力了，还是怎么样呢？感谢赞美喜乐跳舞。
Although that you are in a very difficult situation and trouble, but you are still filled with this thanksgiving and joy, and you can even dance in that time.
真的是这样。还有呢，把魔鬼和你的敌人赶出去。
And he will also deliver you and cast away all this kind of demons and enemies.
要弄清楚诗篇第四十一篇第一节的意思。
Now, understand the meaning in Psalms 41 verse 1.
这里说耶和华必搭救你。
And here says the Lord will deliver him.
你遭难的日子
in times of trouble、
真的是这样吗
Now, is that true?、
我们看马太福音第四章
Now, Matthew chapter 4、
第一节到第四节
verse 1 to 4、
请当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探
And then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil
那么信主的话很平安吗
Now as believers will it be peaceful life?
信主的话一定怎么样呢魔鬼拜访你啊
Now if you're a believer the demon will come and visit you definitely
如果魔鬼不要拜访你 的话你是什么人
If the demon man will visit you, then you are.
你已经是属于魔鬼的缘故。
That means because you belong to the devil already.
你已经是属于魔鬼的。
Now if you belong to the devil,
魔鬼不管你啊。
Then the devil wouldn't care about you, right?
不需要攻击你啊。
He don't have to attack you.
你已经是属于魔鬼的嘛。
Because you belong to the devil, right?
你是这个对魔鬼来讲是自己人嘛。
To the demons, you are like the same people, same kind.
那为什么关心你呢
Now, why would he be concerned?
但是信主的话不一样。
But as a believer, it'd be different.
因为上帝拯救你的目的。
What is the purpose of God saving you?
为的是透过你来打死魔鬼。
That through you to defeat this demon.
所以信主的话，魔鬼呢不会放过你。
So as a believer, the demons will not let you off.
一定会拜访你。
He will definitely come and visit you.
一定会过来查看你是什么样的。
He will come and study you what kind of person you are.
要弄清楚。
So let's be clear with that first.
所以信主过后呢，你一定怎么样呢？一定需要经过红海。
So as believers, you will definitely pass through this Red Sea.
你一定要受洗。
You need to be baptized.
那么受洗过后，也一定进入旷野。
So after baptism, you have to enter this wilderness.
让我弄清楚。
Be clear with that first.
你没有进入旷野的话，也没有复活。
Without passing through this wilderness, there is no resurrections.
所以信主过后呢，面对很多很多的痛苦是。
So as a believer facing with trouble, this is very common and natural.
为什么让你面对这些的痛苦呢
So why did God allow you to face with this trouble?
为了让你麻烦
To trouble you.
为了让你失败
To cause you to fail.
不是的为了让你得胜
No, but to cause you to be victorious.
为了让你得到上帝的荣耀上帝的权柄和能力
To cause you to receive the power, the glory and authority of God.
所以现在耶稣也受洗了
And so right now Jesus is baptized.
然后现在他面对那么严重的试探
And he was facing such a severe
为什么我们的父神让耶稣来面对那么大的试探呢
So why did God allow Jesus to face this great temptation
为的是充足他灵魂的需要
Is to fulfill that needs of spiritual needs
为的是帮助耶稣
Is to help Jesus
为的是帮助耶稣来把魔鬼敌人赶出去
Is to help Jesus to drive away all these kind of demons and enemies
学到什么东西呢
So what have we learned?
学道虚心
He learned how to be poor in spirit.
这是上帝创造我们的原理。
So this is the principle of God's creation.
你学道为什么把你丢在旷野里面
So why did God throw you into the wilderness?
为的是让你学习虚心
To cause you to learn poor in spirit.
为的是让不让你靠着你自己的理性你的知识你的经验来生活
Not to rely on your own rationality your own experience and knowledge
为的是靠着神的话来生活
To rely on the word of God
因为人呢靠着神的话来生活的时候才能打死这个魔鬼
Because as we rely on the word of God that's how we defeat these demons
人呢靠着神的话来生活的时候才能建立上帝的国
As men rely on the word of God that's how we can establish the kingdom of God
才能得到完美的东西
That's how we can receive something that is perfect
不是的话都是我已经说了都是从恶者来的
Otherwise all of this all comes from the devil
所以呢，就不是为了麻烦你，给你试探。
So it's not to trouble you. That's why God gave you this kind of temptation.
这就是第二节到第四这个四节的内容了。
That's in verse 2 to verse 4.
耶稣呢
？So Jesus
碰到这样的痛苦的时候
，as faced with this kind of suffering.
进食是很大的痛苦。
Fasting is a great suffering.
但是碰到这个
But as he's going through the suffering and fasting, he never used his own thinkings and opinions. He never used some boss kind of thinkings and opinions. He never used the kind of government kind of ways and methods. He rejected any of this. And he emphasized that if I rely on the word of God, that's how I'm victorious. Whatever that you say just now is not what God said. Whatever suggestion that you actually raise up, that's not from God. You just have to worship God. Just have to listen to God.
除了这个以外, 不要接受任何想法、看法, 任何意见。
And other than that, I'm not going to receive any other thinkings and opinions or suggestions.
这就是虚心。
That is a poor in spirit.
这就是把自己的想法、看法还给我们的上帝的意思。
That is the meaning of returning back our own opinions to God.
这就是穷人。
This is called poor.
你这样来拥有虚心的时候, 上帝才能, 这个, 我们的上帝才能怎么样呢? 受到感动。
Now, as you are in this state of poor in spirit, that's how God will be touched in his heart for you.
真的是这样吗?
No, is that true?
我们看第9节到第11节。
Let's look at verse 9 to 11.
第9节到第11节, 请。 对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。不要接受这个世上提供给你的想法、看法、意见。
So don't receive any of this kind of opinions and views and advice that comes from the world.
看起来不错了。
It may seem good.
但是其实是从恶者来的。
But in fact, it comes from the devil.
结果呢，你接受的话，最后呢，一定有压力。
And so in the end, when you receive it, you will be stressed. You definitely have stress.
为什么?
Now, why is it so?
恶者为什么来这个世上?
Why did the devil come on the earth?
为的是杀害、谋害、偷窃。
It's kill, steal, and to destroy.
所以看起来、听起来从他而来的意见、想法、看法是不错，但是呢，最后呢，害你而已啊。
So it may seem so, you know, the opinions and the views and all this advice, it seems good, but in the end, it just harms you.
我们明白神的话,
now, as we understand the word of God,
听神的话,
as we listen to the word of God,
效法上帝所做的事情,
and we imitate what God has done,
那是你才能 喜乐、感谢、赞美、平安。
That's how we can have thankfulness and joy and praise and peace in our heart.
耶稣怎么说呢?
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说撒旦退去吧因为经上记者说当拜主你的神但要侍奉他第十一节于是魔鬼离了耶稣有天使来侍候他
Verse 10, and Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
你看现在诗篇第41篇第一节告诉我们说,耶稣是有福的。
And Psalms 41 verse 1 says that Jesus is blessed man.
耶稣所得到的祝福是什么样的祝福呢?
What is the blessings that Jesus has received?
第一, 感动了我们的上帝。
Number one is that he has touched God's heart.
那么第二, 结果呢,我们的上帝帮助了主耶稣。
And therefore, God actually helped Jesus.
还有呢,第三呢,我们的上帝呢, 从这个各样这个很多的这个患难和危险那边拯救了我们的主耶稣。
And number three is that God actually delivered him and saved Jesus from all the times of trouble.
那个马可福音第1章13节怎么说呢?
In Mark chapter 1 verse 13 says,
在那边说, 与野兽同在一处，且有天使来伺候他。
It was written here, he was with the wild beasts, and the angels came and ministered to him.
你看，拥有虚心的时候，我们的上帝怎么样呢？真的，拯救你啊！
When you are poor in spirit, God would definitely come and help you.
我们的上帝呢，一定会充足你灵魂的需要。
And God will fulfill and fulfill the needs of your spiritual needs.
还有今天的经文第11节怎么说呢？也把魔鬼你的敌人赶出去。
And verse 11 also says that God will also drive out all this kind of enemies and demons.
所以呢，以弗所书第5章第1节到第5节也怎么说呢？
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 to 5 says.
以弗所书第5章第1节告诉我们说，你们一定要效法。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 says we have to imitate our Jesus.
你们一定要效法主耶稣基督所做的事情。
We have to imitate Jesus and all that he has done.
那么主耶稣基督做了什么事情?
What has Jesus done then?
他拥有了虚心。
Now he has a poor in spirit.
所以以弗所书第5章第2节怎么说呢?
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 says
他为了我们舍了自己的魂。
And he says that he given his soul for us.
你看看原文的话，自己的魂啊，这个才对呀。
In original text, it should be given his soul.
舍了自己的魂。
Given his soul.
这个是不是 RSV吗？ King James Version. Soul 去哪里？ Soul. 为什么我的圣经有 soul 这个魂？
So in the Bible, it should have this word soul, given his soul.
意思说我们的主耶稣把自己的想法、看法放下来的意思。
It actually means that Jesus put down his own thinkings and opinions.
结果呢？
And therefore,
能够承受神国的产业。
So that he would be able to inherit the kingdom of God.
这就是第五节的内容了。
This is in verse 5 to continue.
所以明白吗？ 我们耶稣所做的事情是什么？
So what is the thing that Jesus done?
拥有了信心。
He is poor in spirit.
我们拥有信心的时候, 我们的上帝才能帮助你啊。
When we are poor in spirit, that's how God will help us.
才能充足你的需要。
That's how God will satisfy our needs.
才能怎么样呢? 帮你把你的敌人和魔鬼赶出去。
And to drive out all those enemies and demons from us.
所以一定要明白。
So we have to first understand.
那么圣灵临到什么人身上?
Now who will the Holy Spirit come upon?
路加福音第四章第十八节怎么说呢?
Luke chapter 4 verse 18 says.
路加福音第四章第十八节。
4 verse 18.
在那边说圣灵临到什么人身上?
Now, what Holy Spirit, who will the Holy Spirit come upon?
那么圣灵临到穷人身上了。
The Holy Spirit will come upon the poor.
圣灵临到贫穷的人。
Yes, it will come upon the person who is poor.
那么圣灵临到虚心的人。
Upon the person who is poor in spirit.
圣灵临到不要吃分别善恶树上的果子的人。
People who never eat from the fruit of good and evil.
圣灵临到不要靠自己的理性、自己的知识、自己的经验来生活的人身上。
The Holy Spirit will come upon a person who never used rationality, knowledge, and experience to live their life.
那么结果呢，在过去呢，恶者 捆绑你啊。
In the past, you know, the evil ones will bind you.
但是把你从恶者那边这个拯救出来。
Then God will deliver you and save you from this devil.
那么之前你因着恶者，你的眼睛瞎了。
Well, in the past, because of the devils, your eyes were blinded.
那么意思说你变笨了。
That means to say that you become foolish.
一定要明白你原来不是笨的。
Now we have to understand that we are not foolish.
你是谁呢？
What kind of person are you? We are the children of God, right?
你的爸爸是谁呢?
Who is your father?
你的爸爸是全能的上帝。
Your father is the Almighty God.
如果你肉体上的爸爸妈妈很聪明的话，你也会聪明。
Now, if your physical parents really are smart, then you are smart as well.
你肉体上的爸爸妈妈很笨的话，你也会笨。
Now, if your physical parents really are foolish, then you'll be stupid as well.
你是谁呢?
What kind of person are you?
你是上帝的孩子。
Now, you are the child of God.
你照着上帝的形象来被造的。
And you are made according to the image of God.
根本不是笨的。
And so you are not foolish at all.
但是为什么笨呢?
Why you become foolish?
因为你的眼睛瞎的缘故了。
Because your eyes were blinded.
为什么你的眼睛瞎呢?
Why were you blinded then?
因为恶者捆绑你的智慧、你的聪明的缘故了。
Because the evil one binded you in your wisdom and your intelligence.
眷顾这个诗篇第41篇第1节的眷顾里面还有什么意思?
So consider in Psalms chapter 41 verse 1.
给你智慧和聪明的意思。
Means to give you wisdom and knowledge.
你拥有了信心。
Now as we are poor,
你不要靠着你的想法、看法来生活。
No, if you don't rely on your own opinions and views.
这样来生活的话，我们的上帝呢，给你智慧和聪明。
And God will give you wisdom and understanding as well.
那路加福音第四章第十八节这样告诉我们。
Likewise, it was mentioned in Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
你的眼睛都看见。
And so he said, our eyes will be able to see.
还有呢，你是这个信主之前你是什么人呢？
Before we were believers.
那时候压制的，对不对？
We were oppressed, right?
意思说恶者压住你啊。
That means the evil ones is oppressing us.
结果呢，你里面有很多的压力了。
And therefore there was so much stress inside.
你里面有很多很多的忧郁了。
There is so much depression inside.
你里面有这个惧怕担心了。
There is this kind of worry, fears, and anxiety inside.
但是你拥有了信心。
But if you have poor in spirit.
你彻底的相信耶稣。
That you believe Jesus totally.
能够离开魔鬼,
then you can depart away from the
能够得到智慧和聪明,
you can receive this wisdom and understanding,
然后能够从这个压力等等那边释放出来,
and to be set free from all this kind of oppressions and stress.
那么圣经这样讲的话, 我们的生命里面没有这些的东西的话, 在某一个地方我们怎么样呢? 信错的缘故了。
Now if our life doesn't have any of this, then in certain areas of our faith and belief, there's something that's went wrong.
太不懂耶稣的缘故了。
We don't understand Jesus.
我们一定要效法主耶稣。
Now we need to imitate Jesus.
一定要效法主耶稣基督所做的事情。
We need to imitate Jesus and what he has done.
所以一步一步弄清楚。
So step by step, we make it clear.
圣经也那么这样啊，清楚的告诉我们。
But tells us very clearly.
啊，真的是这样吗
？Is that true?
啊，我们拥有信心的时候，上帝真的会帮助我们，上帝会充足我们灵魂的需要，也帮这个帮我们把魔鬼等等赶出去。真的就会发生这样的事情吗？也给我们智慧聪明吗
Now, is it true that when we are poor in spirit, God will satisfy all our need at the same time? He will drive out all this kind of demons and enemies at the same time. He will also give us the wisdom and understanding.
所以为了这样的事情，我们的上帝故意给我们苦难吗
For the reason, is that true that that's why God gave us this kind of suffering?
我们看看一下这个撒母耳记上第22章。
And first Samuel chapter 22, let's see.
第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
那么圣经说大卫象征谁呢象征我们的主耶稣
David actually represented Jesus Christ
所以耶稣也说了圣经整本都讲耶稣
And that's why Jesus said that the whole Bible talks about Jesus
所以上帝也透过大卫来讲耶稣了
And so God also through David to talk about Jesus
所以我们查看大卫所做的事情的时候也知道了耶稣所做的事情
As we study what David has done we also know what Jesus will do
所以我们也效法大卫所做的事情就是说我们也效法耶稣所做的事情的话一定会得到大卫得到的那个能力耶稣得到的那个能力
And so when we imitate David We also imitate Jesus We also receive the power that David has And as well as what Jesus would have
大卫做了什么事情呢
So what did David do?
我们看撒母耳记上第22章第一节到第二节
Let's 1 to 2
请大卫就离开那里逃到亚都兰洞他的弟兄和他父亲的全家听见了就都下到他那里第二节凡受窘迫的欠债的心里苦恼的都聚集到大卫那里大卫就做他们的头目跟随他的约有400人
Verse 1 David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam so when his brothers and all his father's house heard it they went down there to him and everyone who was in distress everyone who was in debt and everyone who was discontented gathered to him so he became captain over there and there were about 400 men with him
现在我们一定要弄清楚大卫现在他的身份是逃亡者
Now let's be clear here that David he is a refugee here
所以大卫自己照顾他一个人也已经怎么样了很吃力了
So as a person David to take care of himself is already very hard already.
真的很费劲了
It requires a lot of strength to even take care of
因为他是逃亡者嘛
That he's considered as a refugee right?
我万一被抓到的话怎么样呢他必定死
Now if he's captured he will die
你一定要明白以色列比新加坡大一点了你啊
You have to understand that Israel is slightlyBigger than Singapore, like,
而且没有树林
There is no forest
那么多在哪里
And so where can he hide?
也大部分是旷野
And most of the places are wilderness
去哪里找吃的
So where can he find food to eat?
去哪里找喝的
Where can he find drinks to drink?
也不容易逃亡
So it's not easy for him to run away, right?
考虑到以色列的环境的话你自己想想看现在扫罗动员所有的军队来天天寻找大卫
Consider the environment in Israel Saul actually you know, deployed his whole army to look for David this person
那么这样的情况里面自己照顾自己一个人也很费劲的事情
And in order to take care of himself it required a lot of strength already
但是现在什么人过来找大卫呢
But yet, who are the ones that came to look for David?
这里说他的弟兄和他父亲的全家
And here says that his brothers and all of his father's house
最头痛的人了
The most headed people
你别人的话可以命令
Now if it's other people then he can command
你别人的话可以骂
He can scold the other people, right?
圣经说大卫有8兄弟
The Bible says that David had 8 brothers
有2姐姐
And 2 sisters
那么2也是比他大这个姐姐两个姐姐也比他大
The two sisters are older than him
上面的7哥哥比大卫大
There are 7 brothers that are older than David
也不能随便命令
And he cannot anyhow command them.
也不能随便就什么骂他们.
Cannot anyhow scold them.
哦，现在怎么样呢？大卫的所有的兄弟和他的父亲也都来到大卫那边.
And so all his brothers and his father's house came to find David.
还有第二批人呢，反了，住在以色列里面没有例外，所有的咯，住在以色列里面所有的受穷迫的、欠债的。 心里苦恼的都聚集到大卫那里了。
And here says everyone means everyone in Israel, everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to David.
还有这边很头痛的人是什么人呢？
And who is the person that caused him headache?
这个心里苦恼的。
Here says people who are in distress.
通常里面有创伤的人呢，很容易害别人。
Now people who are hurt, they are very easily injured other people as well.
真的啦，里面有受创伤的人呢，就是听一句话也很容易受伤心。
Now people who are hurt, even just one word, they are very sensitive and would get hurt easily.
不是吗?
Isn't it?
他们的性格是很怪癖的，对不对?
They have very strange characteristic, right?
不能随便说什么话的。
Cannot anyhow say words to them.
就是不小心的话，因着一句话来，他们很受伤心。
If you're not careful, because of one word, they will become very hurt and sensitive.
明白吗？现在什么人聚集到大卫那里？
Now they say, who are the people that were gathered to David?
还有主有400个人。
And he says about 400 men.
过了不久后变成600个人。
And shortly after, it becomes 600.
当时呢，人数呢，只是算能够打仗的男孩子的数目而已啊。
They count only those that are able to fight in a war.
如果是400个人的话，现在 多少人跟从大卫呢?
So if it's 400, so how many are there in total that's really
following? 一个家庭最起码4个人。
So in a household, there's about 4, right?
我们今天Jocelyn姐妹生了第四。
And today, Jocelyn, Sister Jocelyn, gave birth to 4 kids.
她的家庭已经是6个人了。
And she has about 6 in the household.
那个时代呢，最起码4个人。
And so at that time, it's about at least 4 in the household.
这样的话，最起码1600个人。
We can see there is at least 1,600 of these people gathered around David.
那么过了不久变成600个人了。
And then after that, it becomes 600, right?
最起码2,400个人跟从大卫的意思。
And that means it will be at least 2,400 of these people following David.
那么如果你是大卫的话，怎么处理？
Now, if you're David, how would you deal with this?
自己照顾自己也没有那么简单。You
can't even take care of yourself easily, right?
那么多的人。
What about those people?
我们300个人吃饭很恐怖了。
Now 300 people eating food, it's very terrifying.
1,600或者是2,400个人吃的喝的住的， so the eating, 到底去哪里找呢?
The eating, the drinking, and the staying for this 1,600 to 2,400. Where can he find all those resources?
你愿意照顾吗?
Now, are you willing to take care of them?
你用你的能力靠着你的努力来可以照顾到吗?
By your own strength and diligence, can you take care of them?
如果用你的想法看法的话，可以接受他们吗?
By your own thinkings and opinions, will you receive them?
所以现在透过这个经文来慢慢看咯，大卫是什么样的?
By the scriptures, we can see what kind of person is David.
用自己的能力，用自己的想法看法，不可能做到的。
So by his own thinking and opinion, he cannot do this.
他为什么接受呢?
Why is it so that he received them?
因为把自己的想法、看法、自己的理性、自己的经验、自己的知识放下来都远过了。
Because he put down his own rationality, his knowledge, experience, and judgment.
这些一定要弄清楚。
So we got to be clear with all those first.
而且现在大卫的身份是逃亡者。
And right now, David is a refugee, right?
如果被发现的话，不只是大卫他一个人死。
So if he was followed, he was found, it's not just that he would die, but as well as the people that followed him would die as well.
你有良心吗?
Now, do you have a conscience?
那么如果你有良心的话，因着你一个人跟从你的也通通被杀死。
Now, if you have a conscience, think about that. If you are killed, all the people that follow you will also be killed as well.
被抓到之前吃的喝的住的地方。
Before you are captured,
到底去哪里找?
Where can you find the eating, drinking, and wearing?
你不能公开出去嘛?
No, you cannot anyhow go out, right?
你被发现的话，扫罗的军队立刻过来抓你啊！
Now, if you are discovered, then the troop of Saul will come and find you.
那么我们也去过以色列，真的那边的。 虽然有很多的洞，但是那个洞没有那么大。
Now we went to Israel, although there's a lot of cave, but the cave is not as big.
到底那么多的人躲在哪里？
So many people, how would they hide? And where do they hide?
那么随便出去的话也没有树林。
Now we anyhow go out, there's no forest there.
没有盖住你啊。
There's no coverage.
很容易被发现。
It's very easy for to be discovered.
那么我们都去过嘛，对不对？
We went there all before.
大卫躲在哪里呢？
Where would David hide?
死海那边。
He hide at the Dead Sea.
死海那边怎么样？不是一棵树，一根杂草也找不到。
So the place where the Dead Sea is, you can't find even a root, a
不是一桶水，一滴水也找不到。
You can't even find a drop of water.
你自己想想看，
just think
那么多的呢。
So many people.
如果你考虑你的想法、看法等等的话，能不能接受这些人？
If you consider your own thinkings and opinions, will you be able to receive all those people?
但是大卫呢，统统接受了。
But David received all of them.
也让弄清楚什么人跟从大卫。
We gotta be sure who are the ones that follow David.
都是很糟糕的人。
They're all terrible people.
这种人可以帮助大卫吗？
Will these people be able to help David?
那么有钱的人，那么有能力的人来找大卫的话，还可以考虑，对不对？
Well, if the people they are rich and powerful, then perhaps David could have considered, right?
但是没有什么才干。
But these people, they are not capable.
也没有拥有了什么金钱。
They don't have much money.
对大卫来讲，一点也没有什么帮助的，来找大卫了。
And to David, they are of no help, and they are the ones that came to find David.
那么这样的人也没有什么才干。
Now these people, they are not capable. Right?
这样的人也可以建立上帝的国。
Can they build the kingdom of God?
这样的人对共同体有什么帮助？
Is there any help for the community?
但是大卫呢，没有考虑这些的。
But David never considered any of this.
都接纳他们了。
And he accepted all.
接受他们了。
He accepted them.
通常世上的力量，世上的权力去哪里呢？
The power of this world, where does it go to?
这个世上的力量或者是世上的权力呢，通常移动到有力量的人那边，或者是有钱的人那边，或者是有知识的人那边，或者是有技术的人那边，对不对？
So the power of this world and the authority of this world normally are channeled to, you know, people who are rich or powerful or knowledgeable or intelligent people.
不是吗？
Isn't it?
这个世上的道理是通常是世上的能力去哪里？
Now there's worldly power.
有力量的，有权力的，有钱的，有知识的，有技术的人那边。
Usually channeled to people who are knowledgeable or skillful or capable or rich or powerful people.
但是大卫什么都没有。
But David has nothing.
但是我们的上帝呢，把那么多的交给大卫了。
But God placed all of this at David.
为什么？
Why is it so?
从人的角度来看的话，怎么样呢？使用这些人来没有方法建立国家。
From man's perspective, using this kind of people cannot establish a kingdom.
那么我们妹妹姐妹通宵来祷告看看。
Sister, maybe you can pray overnight.
用这些这样的人来可以建立国家吗？
With this kind of people, can you build a kingdom?
不是吗？
Isn't it?
很奇怪的，大卫自己本身也什么都没有。
The strange thing is David has nothing himself.
但是那么多的人找大卫了。
But yet so many people come and find David.
还有大卫也是从这个人的眼光来看这些人的话，他们身上呢根本找不到盼望。
So from David man's perspective, when he looked at this kind of people, there is no hope in them at all.
但是大卫没有这样想。
But David never think that way.
大卫的眼里把他们看成什么样呢？大能的勇士。
And so in the eyes of David, he sees them as mighty warriors of God.
一定要明白耶稣所做的事情。
We got to know what Jesus has done, right?
一定要明白圣经讲的虚心。
Understand what does it mean by poor in spirit?
一定要明白耶稣把你怎么看。
Understand how God will look at us.
其实从人的角度来看的话，你呢对耶稣来讲一点也没有什么价值的。
So from man's perspective, you know, you are of no worth to Jesus.
那么透过你来怎么能建立这个国家呢？
How is he going to use you to establish his kingdom?
所以透过这样的经文，我们一定要明白上帝的能力、上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄是临到什么人身上。
So through this, we can understand like the power, the authority, and the glory of God. How would and on which person would it come upon?
这是非常非常重要的人。
This is very important.
无论怎么样，我们的上帝的能力呢，上帝的权柄呢，上帝的荣耀能够临到从人身上。
No matter what is that the power, the glory, and authority of God will be channeled and come upon the person who is poor in spirit.
眷顾从人身上。
People that consider the poor.
意思说拥有虚心的人身上。
That means the person who is poor in spirit. Now, when we believe in this, why would we have stress? We just have to be in poor in spirit. We just have to eradicate our own opinions and views. And to accept the word of God.
Now,
of course, we got to understand the word of God. I understand many people's problem is this.
And
they don't know the word of God.
不动神的话,
they don't know the word.
比如说是这样的, 我发现到很多很多的基督徒呢, 我什么都不怕,
For example, some Christians they say, I'm not afraid of anything.
因为上帝住在我里面,
because God lives inside of me.
住在我里面的上帝比任何魔鬼大,
that this God living inside of me is bigger than any single demon.
所以我不怕, 不怕, 不怕.
Therefore, I'm not afraid.
没有错的了,
so that's right.
住在你里面的上帝比任何恶者大.
Now, the God that dwells inside of you is bigger than any single demon.
所以呢,你不需要惧怕。
And so you do not have to be afraid.
那么分享到这里的话, 你只是理解我们的上帝 50%而已啊。
But if you reach this point, you only understand God 50%.
对啊,没有错,住在我里面的上帝是很大,对不对?
Now, it's true that God living inside of me, it's great.
但是你没有拥有虚心,住在我里面的上帝呢,不会流出来。
But if you don't have a poor in spirit, then the God that lives inside of you will not come out.
我发现到那么多基督徒的情况是这样的了。
Now I realize that many Christians have this kind of problem.
所以他们什么都不怕了。
And so they are not afraid of any single thing.
随便碰魔鬼了。
And so they anyhow touch the demons.
碰红鬼。
Or even touch the red demons.
碰黑鬼。
Touch the black demons, or the white demons.
碰肮脏的鬼,
or even filthy and unclean.
然后这个受到攻击,
and so they will attack.
那么膝盖痛,
then they have
肚子痛,
knee pain, stomach pain,
腰酸痛,
back pain,
颈酸痛,
neck pain,
头痛,
hip,
hip pain,
cannot sleep at night.
不是你不健康的缘故,
no, it's not because you're unhealthy.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说人生是属灵战,
the Bible says that life is a spiritual warfare.
真的是人生是属灵战,
and life is really a spiritual warfare.
那么今天我去拜访某一个医院,
today I went to a hospital.
去那边的时候，一楼哦没有哦哦，这什么这个空车位，啊这个是没有停车位。
Level 1, there was no parking lot.
去了第二楼也没有停车位。
Went to the second level, there was no parking lot too.
第三楼也没有停车位。
And the third level, no parking lot.
第四楼也没有停车位。
And fourth as well.
最后是第五楼。
And the last is fifth.
去了第五楼也没有停车位。
And I went to the fifth level, there was no parking lot.
到了第五楼才悔改了。
At level 5, then I repented.
今天我在这边驾过来的时候没有祷告了。
When I drive here today, I never pray.
那通常是我去探访，特别去医院的时候，祷告嘛。
When normally when I go and visit, I'll pray.
要不然现在成都上还好，去这个那个什么中央医院的话，现在他们装修结果呢，没有停车位嘛。没有停车位的话，浪费时间。
Now when you go to SGH, because right now it's renovations and there is no parking lot, and you will waste a lot of time finding a lot today.
所以通常我祷告来去。
So usually I'll pray before I go.
但是今天很开心。
So today I'm very happy. I forgot to pray.
先过去了,
and so I just went.
到了最后的五楼也是没有停车位。
Level 5, I still cannot find a parking lot.
才想到了，今天我来的时候没有祷告。
And then I remembered, oh, I didn't pray today when I came out.
心里面说, S-O-L-L-Y, sorry to,
and in my heart I
sorry to God. 对不起我们的上帝。
So in my heart I say sorry to God.
然后有感动,
and then I had the prompting.
那么再立刻走到四楼,
and I went to fourth level again.
在那边，有些的车等。
There were some cars that
stopped.等这个空位出来, 对不对?
There were some cars stopped there waiting for a lot.
他们已经等在那边。
And they were waiting down there for quite some time.
看不到后面的空位。
And they couldn't see the parking lot that was empty.
我们走到四楼的时候，一辆车出去。
At the time when we entered level 4, there was a car that exited.
所以他们都 在前面等嘛,
so all the other cars are in front there.
So 一辆车出去看不到了,
so when the car exited, they couldn't see, right?
我们刚刚从五楼下来了,
we came out at level 5, and so there was a lot just there beside.
悔改是那么重要,
so repentance is that important.
真的是属灵征战,
so it's really a spiritual warfare.
我相信不是偶然的,
did I believe there is no coincidence?
我们虽然是, 我为什么没有祷告, 就是还没讲完,
and I haven't finished saying my words. Suddenly a car
exited.
So I immediately went to the parking lot. So don't rely on your own strength.
真的，我们拥有信心了。
We must be poor in spirit.
你不要用你的理性来判断了。
Don't judge by own rationality.
那么从一楼到五楼没有停车位。
Level 1 to level 5 there is no parking lot.
所以呢，也这个每一层楼有几辆车等这个空位，对不对
？And there is cars that are waiting for the lots there at every single level.
所以应该不会轮到我。
And so it would be my turn.
先轮到他们，然后才轮到我。
Maybe their turn first, then after them my turn.
那个是你的理性而已啊。
Now that is your own judgment.
不要这样想。
So don't think that way.
虽然是很简单的事情。
Although that it's a simple thing,
但是这个简单的从这个简单的事情开始经历上帝的带领。
But through this simple thing, we can see the leading of God.
无论怎么样，上帝的能力临到什么人身上呢
？So who will the power of God come upon?
虚心的人。
People that are poor in spirit.
现在大卫呢，十多年来做了个逃亡者的生活。
And so for 10 years, David was a refugee.
圣经说他过了禁食的生活。
And the Bible says that he lived a life of fasting.
我们的上帝为什么让大卫来过禁食的生活呢
？Now why did God allow David to live a life of fasting?
为的是让他拥有信心。
Is to allow him to have a poor.
因为人呢。拥有虚心的时候才能看见天国。
So because when a person who is poor in spirit then can see the heavens.
圣经这样讲的话就是集中在这里了。
So when the Bible says that, we just have to focus on this.
就是努力怎么做能够拥有虚心。
So strive hard, how can I do to become poor in spirit?
那么上帝为什么给你苦难
?So why did God give you this kind of tribulation?
上帝为什么给你这个让你做这个禁食的生活
?Why did God allow you to live a life of fasting?
为的是让你拥有虚心了。
So to cause you to become poor in spirit.
你看禁食的生活怎么样呢
？What is the life of fasting？
我刚刚说呢，禁食的生活是很辛苦的了。
Then I said a life of fasting is suffering。
不敢相信的话，你40天禁食看看。
You can try to fast for 40 days。
真的很辛苦。
It's very suffering。
最大的辛苦是什么呢
？The greatest suffering is。
我觉得这个最大的辛苦是不是肚子饿的问题
？The greatest suffering is not the stomach hunger。
没想到吃喝是那么大的快乐。
I didn't know that eating and drinking is such great pleasures。
当然到了。第七天是比较辛苦。
At day 7, it's a little bit hard.
但是你能够突破七天以上的话，以后呢肚子不饿。
But you can break through from the seventh day, then you will not feel hungry anymore.
以后的征战是什么呢
？The future struggle is.
刷牙的时候你才知道了喝水是那么大的快乐。
That when you're brushing your teeth, then you understand the pleasures of drinking water.
浓的水走到这个喉咙，然后胃，还有这个什么小肠子、大肠子，那个快乐是那么大的了。
You can understand the pleasure of water going down your throat and into your intestine, into your stomach, and that pleasures.
然后这个甜味、酸味，是很大的快乐。
Sweetness and sourness, all those kind of things are pleasures.
真的，注意看看，禁食是很辛苦的了。
So fasting is a very tough thing. It's very suffering.
但是我们的上帝呢，一定让你。过禁食的生活
，But God will allow you to live a life of fasting.
无论怎么样为的是让你拥有虚心。
No matter what, it's caused you to become poor in spirit.
那么我们看看这个大卫这个所经历到的禁食的生活是什么样的
？Let's see the life of David of his fasting.
我们看诗篇第41篇
，Psalms 41,
第四节到第十二节
，Verse 4 to 12.
请我曾说耶和华。求你怜恤我，医治我，因为我得罪了你。我们一定要认定我是罪人。
So we must acknowledge that we are sinners first.
第五节，我的仇敌用恶言议论我说，他几时死，他的名才灭亡呢
？And verse 5, my enemy speaks evil of me. When will he die and his name perish?
你一定要明白，现在大卫接受他们了。
Now first, that David accepted these people.
不小心的话会死的情况。
Now, if you're not careful, they can die.
自己照顾自己一个人也没有那么简单。
It's not easy to take care of one person already.
那么辛苦的环境里面接受他们，帮助了他们咯。
Such a severe and hard condition, he received them and accepted them.
但是他们呢，骂大卫了。
But instead, those people, they scolded David.
批评大卫了。
Criticized David.
他来看我就说假话，他心存见恶，走到外边才说出来，在背后批评大卫等等，对不对？
And so when he and if he comes to me, he speaks lies, his heart gathered iniquity to itself. He speaks bad about David behind his back.
以前恨我的都叫我得见而地议论我，他们设计要害我。他们说有怪病，那天在他身上，他已躺卧，必不能再起来。哦，咒诅大卫咯。
And so not just that, but they curse David also.
哦，这就是大卫现在经历到的进食的生活。
This is the life of fasting David's going through.
怎么样呢？
How do you feel?
你没有帮助他们了。
So you never help them?
你没有照顾他们了。
You never take care of them?
他们骂你。
They scold you.
还可以接受。
You can still accept it.
但是现在你帮助了他们。
But when you help them,
照顾了他们。
You take care of them.
保护他们。
And you protect them.
引导他们。
And you lead them.
但是他们呢？ 骂大卫，批评大卫，咒诅大卫。
They scold David, they ridicule David, criticize David.
耶稣的生活也是这样。
Same thing for Jesus' life.
为什么上帝给我们这样的生活呢？
Why did God give us this kind of life?
为的是让我们灭亡。
Is it to let horses perish?
绝对不是的。
Definitely not.
看第9节，连我自己的朋友，我所倚靠吃过我饭的，也用脚踢我。
And verse 9, even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me.
我们看这个约翰福音第13章第18节。
We look at John chapter 13, verse 18.
13节告诉我们说第9节的内容呢，说明出卖耶稣的加略犹大的事情。
And so in verse 19, they actually talk about the Judas who actually betrayed Jesus, the event of that.
你看，现在大卫帮助他们了。And
so now David actually helped them.
但是他们呢批评大卫。But
they criticized David.
这个时候还有咒诅大卫。And
even cursed David.
甚至背叛大卫了。Even
to the extent of betraying David.
看第10节。Verse
10.
耶和华，求你怜恤我，使我起来，好报复他们。因我的仇敌不得向我夸胜，我从此便知道你喜爱我。你因我纯正就扶持我，使我永远站在你的面前。
Verse 10, but you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you are very well pleased with me because my enemies does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever.
那我很简单来说的话，大卫或者是我们的主耶稣呢，仍然没有拒绝他们的意思。
In short, it's that David never once rejected these people.
仍然没有丢弃他们的意思。
David never forsake them.
仍然饶恕他们的意思了。Continue
to forgive them.
也仍然照顾他们的意思了。Continue
to take care of them.
圣经说这就是禁食。The
Bible says that this is fasting.
圣经说这就是续心。The
Bible says that this is being poor in spirit.
看看咯。So
let's see.
现在我们信主很久了。As
believers for long.
一定要明白圣经讲的，他是有福的意思。
We got to understand that he is a blessed man. What
does it mean?
Jesus is a blessed man.
为什么他是有福的呢?
Why is it so that he's blessed?
因为他拥有了虚心,
because he's poor in spirit.
结果呢，我们的上帝以圣灵和能力来恩膏他。
And therefore, God anointed him in spirit and power of God.
结果呢，他得到了上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄和能力。
And therefore, he received the power, the glory, and authority of God.
明白吗?
So do we understand this?
All creation 说 God bless you.
All creation say God bless you.
那边讲的祝福跟圣经讲的祝福的定义完全不一样。
The blessing that they mentioned and the blessing in the Bible is different.
什么人上帝 bless you 呢?
What kind of person would God bless?
什么时候我们的上帝 bless you 呢?
When will God bless you?
拥有虚心的时候。
When a person is poor in spirit.
我们回到圣经了。
We got to return back to the Bible.
拥有虚心的时候了。
When we are poor in spirit.
虚心是什么呢?
So what does it mean by poor in spirit?
现在大卫帮助他们了。
Now David helped these people.
但是他们反而批评骂咒诅背叛。
But they criticize, scold, and also betray him.
但是大卫仍然怎么样呢? 没有拒绝他们，接受他们，饶恕他们，仍然照顾他们了。
But David never reject them, continue to take care of them, continue to share concern for them.
我们的耶稣也来这个世上的时候这样做了。
When Jesus came onto the earth, he did the same thing.
他明明白白创造你了。
But it's obvious that he created us.
但是你呢？ 刺我们的主耶稣
But you provoke Jesus.
骂我们的主耶稣
You scolded Jesus.
踢我们的主耶稣
You kicked Jesus.
背叛我们的主耶稣
You betrayed Jesus.
但是呢，他没有丢弃我们
But he never forsake us.
他仍然饶恕我们
He continued to forgive us.
仍然照顾我们
Continue to take care of us.
所以我们也在这边，无论碰到什么问题，我们也这样做了
So no matter what kind of situation that we are facing, we continue to do the same thing.
这样做的时候，我们的上帝呢，从患难里面拯救我们
Now as we do that, God will saved us from trouble. And he will heal us.
真的是这样吗
Now, is that true?
我们看以赛亚书第五十八章
Isaiah 58,
六节到第十二节
6 to 12,
在那边很清楚地告诉我们虚心的定义或者是禁食的定义
Let us talk about the definitions of being poor in spirit and as well as the definition of fasting.
请我所拣选的禁食不是要松开凶恶的绳解下额上的锁使被欺压的得自由折断一切的恶吗
Verse 6 Is it not the first that I've chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?
你拥有了信心
Now, if you're poor in spirit,
你能够过禁食的生活
if you can live a life of fasting,
这样的话撒旦完蛋了
then Satan will be finished.
上帝的荣耀上帝的权柄上帝的能力一定会临到我们身上
Because the power of God, the glory and authority will come upon us.
他们没有接受你
Now, they never accept you.
他们骂你
They scolded you.
但是呢不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人将漂流的穷人接到你家中借赤身的给他衣服遮体顾恤自己的骨楼和不遮藏吗第八节这样你的光就必发现如早晨的光你所得的意志要速速发明你的公义必在你前面行耶和华的荣光必做你的后端
Verse 7 Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out when you see the naked that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh Verse 8 Then your light shall break forth like the morning your healing shall spring forth speedily and your righteousness shall go before you the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard
那碰到什么问题的话感谢上帝了
When you face with a problem just give thanks to God
那为什么我们的上帝让你碰到那个问题呢
Why did God allow you to face with that problem
为的是让你拥有信心
So that you can be in poor in spirit
为什么让你拥有信心呢
Why did it cause you to be in poor in spirit
为的是让你得到上帝的荣耀上帝的权柄和上帝的能力
So that you may receive the power the glory and authority of God
所以呢发生什么事情不要紧张
So no matter what happened don't be anxious
发生什么问题不要惧怕
When something happens do not be afraid
发生什么问题不要有压力
When something actually happens, do not be stressed.
不要了
No, don't do this.
这都是怎么样呢
Because
享受了
And to enjoy,
能够做的话做了
If you can do, do it.
做不到的话做不到了
If you cannot do it, then don't do it.
那么做不到的话那老板把你赶出去那么你在家里好好休息咯
If you cannot do it, then get chased out by your boss and just rest at home then.
其实为什么老板把你赶出去呢
So why did the boss chase you out?
你对你来讲那个老板不是很适合的
And because to you, the boss is not so suitable.
你的使命在那边结束了
your calling for the place has ended.
我们的上帝把你用在别的地方
So God is going to send you to somewhere else.
你们没有这样的信心
Do you have not this kind of faith?
一定要明白上帝没有批准的话一只小鸟也不会死
They understand that without God's permission one bird will not die
在这世上没有偶然的事
There is no coincidence under the earth
你只是爱上帝了
All you have to do is just love the Lord
这种丸子都互相效力了
Every single thing will work for those who love God
无论发生什么事情哪一个事情能够这个你跟上帝之间的爱隔开呢
Now, What on the earth can separate the love from you and God
那为什么我们的上帝批准这些的问题呢
Why would God permit all this kind of problems
为的是让你学习虚心
So that you may learn how to be poor in spirit
你能够学到这个虚心的话怎么样呢第八节已经读了上帝医治的能力临到你的身上
Now, if you can learn how to be poor in spirit and the healing of God will come upon you
还有很多不公平的事情怎么样呢恢复了
and all this unfairness will also be restored
还有第九节呢第九节
verse 9
第九节那时你求告耶和华必应允这个你呼求他必说我在这里你若从你中间除掉众恶和指责人的指头并 发恶言的事啊，别人骂你、批评你、批判你，不管你的事了。
So other people scold you, ridicule you, and criticize you, it doesn't matter to you.
那么这样做的话，他们的手指痛而立啊。
If they do this, then their finger will become very painful.
他们的嘴巴生病而立啊。
Their mouth will become very sick.
但是你不管这些的话怎么样呢？你会蒙福。
But if you don't care of any of this, you'll be blessed.
这个你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯，使困苦的人得满足，你的光就必在黑暗中发现，你的幽暗必变如正午。麻烦你的恶势力不见了。
Then whomever they try to trouble you, these dark dominions will be finished as well.
还有呢，耶和华也必时常引导你在干旱之地，使你心满意足，骨头强壮。你必像浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。还有第十二节，那些出于你的人必修造久已荒废之处，你要借力拆毁你待的根基。你必称为不破口的和重修路径与人居住的。
Verse 11, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water do not fail. Those who from among you shall build old waste places, you shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairers of the breach, the restorer of streets dwell in.
你看世上的能力呢，
So the power of this world,
移动到有钱的人身上，或者是有知识的人身上，或者是有技术的人身上，或者是有力量的人的身上，对不对？
So this power of this world will be channeled to the people who are rich or capable or skillful or knowledgeable.
但是不要羡慕世上的荣耀了。
But we don't be envious of this kind of glory.
世上的荣耀说没有那么大。
The worldly glory is not so big.
我们后面有很多很多的金粉。
Now, there's a lot of golden dust at the back there.
以后你到你这个在天国里面，你家用的被子都是用金子、银子这个红毛这些来做的了，你知道吗？
And so next time in your home, all these cups and plates will all be made of gold.
那么天国里面的马路都是黄金、金金来做的了。
And so the streets in the kingdom of God will all be made of fine gold.
那么这个世上现在有人很有钱。
So there are people who are rich on the earth.
多少钱？
How much is that?
那么你呢？
What about you then?
上次我们没有说了吗？我们这个最起码我们一个人。
We talk about it.
拥有这个多少呢？好，这个16亿的16亿个星星吗？
We talk about the other side.
每一个人。
That every one of us we have about.
这个。十五兆的信心，
到底你
新加坡 Topayo 这个土地也是相当贵。
So we have about 15 trillions of the stars. Topayo streets are actually quite expensive.
那么十六兆信心的土地的话多少钱？
Think about the land the massive land of 15 trillions of the stars.
怎么说你是没有钱的？
So how can you say that you are poor, right?
不信天国的意思。
Because you don't believe in the kingdom of God.
你真的相信天国的话，没有压力了。
If you believe in the kingdom of God, there is no stress in you.
当然，现在不够钱的话，有一点不方便了你啊。
Now that you are lack of money, it's a little bit inconvenient.
但是你考虑永远。
But you think about the eternal.
这个暂时几十年不够钱，有一点不方便，但是以后永远的时间里面，你呢？
Think about the 10 over years right now that we are poor and lack of money, inconvenient, but think about the eternity.
直到这一点的时候，我才能脱离肚子痛的问题。
So when I understand this, then I departed from this stomach ache.
十多年，我这个有压力的缘故，肚子一直痛了嘛。
10 over years because of stress, I have stomach ache.
但是知道这一点的时候，才能脱离这个十多年肚子痛的问题嘛。
When I know this, then I can depart away from the pains of my stomach ache.
真的，我们相信这个神的话了。
So we have to believe in the word of God.
上帝的那么大的能力，那么大的荣耀，那么大的权柄呢，临到虚心的人身上。
And so this great power, great authority, and great glory of God will come upon those who are poor in spirit.
所以今天让我明白虚心是什么意思。
So today understand what does it mean by poor in spirit.
禁食是什么意思？
What does it mean by fasting?
圣经讲的禁食是什么呢？虚心。
The Bible that talk about fasting has been poor in spirit.
虽然他们骂你、批评你，但是 仍然饶恕他们，仍然接纳他们。
Although they scold you and criticize you, continue to accept them, continue to forgive them.
这样做的时候，我们的祷告呢很有力量。
So when we do that, our prayers will become very powerful.
我们看看一下，最后看看这个马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7, let's see.
第七节到第八节。
Verse 7 to 8.
请第七节到第八节。你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
And verse 7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive, and he who seeks, find, and to him who knocks, it will be opened.
我已经说了我们深入的理解认识神的话了。
Now, I said that we have to deeply understand the word of God.
很多人这个经文用在哪里呢？
The scriptures they use this on.
强调祷告。
They emphasize on prayer.
强调祷告的重要性。
They emphasize on the importance of prayer.
那么强调祷告的重要性，那时几乎用这个经文。
So when they emphasize on the importance of prayer, they will use these scriptures.
然后没有讲剩下的50%。
They never talk about the remaining 50% of the
content. 没有讲什么样的祷告。
They never say what kind of prayers.
什么样的祷告才能带来第七节、第八节告诉我们的那种的祝福。
So what kind of prayers will bring forth this kind of blessing that is written in verse 7 and 8?
真的很多基督徒的毛病在这里了。
This is the problem with many Christians. 刚
刚你没有说什么，我不怕。
But many people will say that I'm not afraid.
没有住的，住在我里面的上帝是很厉害的。
Yes, it's true that God inside of us is powerful.
但是也要懂什么时候我们的上帝才能动工。
We're going to understand when will God start to work.
同样的祷告那么重要。
No, it's the same thing. Prayers are important.
没有祷告的话，什么都不行。
No, without prayers, nothing will work.
我们一定需要祷告。
We need to pray.
但是更重要的什么？什么样的祷告？
What's more important is what kind of prayer.
这是强调多祷告，多祷告。
If emphasize on just pray more, pray more.
然后没有人讲怎么祷告。
And we never say how to pray.
信耶稣，信耶稣。
Believe in Jesus, believe in Jesus.
然后没有讲怎么信耶稣。
We never say how to believe in Jesus.
不是吗？
Isn't it?
那么效法耶稣。
To imitate Jesus.
然后没有讲耶稣做了什么事情。
We talk about what Jesus do.
这是今天我们基督徒的一个毛病了。
This is the problem with Christians now.
当然祷告是很重要。
The prayers are important.
真的什么样的祷告才有能力呢？
But what kind of prayers will bring for power?
看第十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节，请。所以你们祷告是很重要的了，对不对？
And therefore prayers are important.
么祈求神。
And ask of God.
上帝一定会答应。
And he will promise you that.
所以呢？
And therefore,
无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
So in verse 12, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
意思说你没有怜悯别人。
So if you never show mercy to other people,
你没有接纳别人。
If you never accept the others,
你没有饶恕别人。
If you never forgive the others,
你一直受伤心。
If you keep getting hurt,
然后六个小时在这边禁食祷告。
And then 6 hours here doing fasting prayers,
没什么用。
It is pointless.
什么样的祷告呢？
Then what kind of prayers then?
怜悯别人。
Show mercy.
拥有虚心来祷告。
And being poor in spirit and prayer for the others.
要不然怎么样呢？
Otherwise,
我们的上帝耶，不要听了。
No, God will not listen to your prayer.
这个是整本圣经告诉我们的了。
This is what the whole entire Bible tells us.
律法和先知的意思是什么呢？从创世到马拉基书，通告诉我们的了。
And so, law and the prophets is from Genesis all the way to Malachi.
就明白吗？约翰福音第十七章第三节，深入的认识主耶稣。
John chapter 17 verse 3 says that to understand Jesus deeply.
深入的认识神的话。
To understand the word of God in a deeper manner.
那是三十六十一百倍结，这个三十六十一百倍的果子。
You'll be able to bear fruits of 30, 60, and 100 folds.
今天也透过这个诗篇第四十一篇第一节到第十二节来蒙福。
So understand and be blessed today with Psalms 41 verse 1 to 12.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主耶稣真的感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, I want to give thanks to you.
到底我们算什么？
Who are we, O Lord?
你这样爱我们。
You have loved us so much.
真的感谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
今天你给我们你的生命。
The God that you have given us life today.
给我们了你的话语。
Given us your words today.
是的，你的话就是我们的生命，我们的能力了。
That your words is our life and power.
我们明白你的话的时候，才能得到上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄和能力。
As we understand the word, that's how we receive the power, glory, and authority of God.
求你今天也继续的打开我们属灵上的眼睛。
May God you open our spiritual eyes today.
把你的话刻在我们的心板上
and put your word in tablets of our hearts
让我们来明白你的话语
so that we can understand your words
然后今天你医治我们
heal us today Lord
释放我们
set us free
所以呢这个时间我奉耶稣基督的名命令在我们身上的所有的病痛统统出去
in the name of Jesus I cast out all the kind of sicknesses in our body
在工作里面的毛病也统统出去
and all the problems in our work to get out
那么关系里面的问题也统统出去
and all the problems in our relationship should also get out
我们开声来继续祷告
let us pray